Every pony, you wouldn't guess the weekend I had. In some form of context, if you're curious, because Lotus never mentioned this to any of you. In fact, she had been talking about it for so long, I didn't think she'd ever shut up until it finally happened. But anyway, Lotus finally met her cult friend Sephiris, and I'm starting to really wish she had put soundproofing on all the sections of our home. It was nauseating listening to them the entire weekend. Ugh. Also, don't any of you dare say anything about how I look right now. Though I do like having my hair down for the spring. And since Lotus said that we each should have a new look for the changing seasons, even though I think it's kind of impractical, the bow was not my idea. But I can't take it off because Lotus won't let me. Also because my mane will kind of get in the way. But anyway, this is, as Lotus had me title it, a casting call video of sorts for the month of October. We both mentioned briefly that male and female voices might be required for this month. So that's what this is for. To any of you who might be interested, Lotus and I have picked out all of our stories, which have culminated in 28 femfiction readings and 3 creepypastas, making it a total of 31 stories for the entire month. 3 stories, however, have been taken care of, though. Those are the stories that involve King Sombra. Those stories are Journal of the Crystal Tyrant, The King in Crystal, and The Traitor's Laugh. As I said, those have already been taken care of, so that leaves them off the table. There are 7 stories featuring males, actually. So that is where I may get some returning voices from Month of Lovin'. That'll be interesting. But also some new voices, I guess. In alphabetical order, the stories on the list that feature males are Blue Blood's Demise, which I believe is a sequel to Blue Blood's Guest, which I read last year. Discord's Truthful Revelation. Happy Thanksgiving, which honestly I wanted to release on Thanksgiving itself. But Lotus made me think twice about that. It might be a little too close to home. Harvest, which I need male changeling voices. I need you. And for some context, I Need You and Happy Thanksgiving are sequels to I Need Meat, which was written by Jesse Brony. I simply need a human male for that. I need a human male for over-the-counter sparkles. And then I also need a Discord voice to appear in the last story, September. Now, I do believe there was someone on FemFiction who offered Lotus to be the voice of Discord. Salt's Rite of the Leviathan, I believe. So, if you're still interested and you're watching this, do contact me. And I believe it was Viper Freaks last year who did the voice of Blue Blood for Blue Blood's Guest. So if you are also watching this and would like to reprise your role, feel free to. If not, anyone else can. There are stories that feature females that I do require assistance for. There is In the End and 2 different renditions of Luna's Nightmare. Of course, these 3 feature Princess Luna, as well as Nightmare Moon. There's another story that features Princess Luna called Where Would You Hide? Then there is Open Up Your Eyes, which I need someone to voice Tempest for, as I sadly do not have the ability to fully replicate her voice. Next up there is Pinkie Pie meets Pinkamina. That's going to be quite interesting, don't you think? There is The Bug in the Cave, which features Queen Chrysalis. And as I am still working on how to properly do a Chrysalis voice, would anyone else like to take over that role? The next story is The Crystal, which stars Princess Celestia. After that is The Tartarus Diaries. The Well, which has Applejack and Apple Bloom. Next up is There's a Monster in My Bedroom, which features a filly, Twilight Sparkle, and Princess Cadence. And then finally is Three Little Words. Those I need female voices for. And if anyone would like to do multiple roles, then don't hesitate to tell me which ones you would like. I also have a special main 6 week. I was going to make it main 7, but then Lotus and I couldn't decide whether the 7th could have been Sunset Shimmer or Starlight Glimmer. Though I may do dark readings of either one of them or both of them before the month of Macabre. The stories for the main 6 week are Alabaster, which features Rarity, Mare of the House for Pinkie Pie, Primal Fear for Rainbow Dash, Some Know Captus for Twilight Sparkle, The Orchard for Fluttershy, and The Orchard 2 for Applejack. If anyone would like to help out with those, don't hesitate to ask. That pretty much takes care of the fanfiction readings. Though the main 6 week I might actually do myself. But it would be good to have female voices in reserve, because I do have a tendency to lose my voice sometime in October. Now, as for the creepypasta, as I stated, there were only 3. Lotus and I decided it was best to start off crawling before walking or running, or flying, actually. These stories may all be short, intentionally, as I said, best to learn to crawl before walking. The 3 creepypastas are Darkness, 2 Double As, and White with Red Eyes. Everyone, these stories were all quite difficult to come across. Lotus and I had to search through plenty of different groups in order to find them. Now, as I said, male and female voices could be required for this month. So if anyone would like to, do not hesitate to leave a comment at the end of this video, message me on fanfiction, or, for the first time ever, Lotus and I decided it would be best to also contact us on Discord app. Though, us giving out our Discord will be upon request. If you can commit to fully helping out with Month of Macabre, then you will get the name for our Discord, and or we could just make a group and, well, have everyone together in one group so it's a little more organized than Month of Lovin' was for Lotus. We all know she drove herself crazy for that. Everypony, I do look forward to all of you stepping up to help. All right, now you may all go back to your homes. Mama Lily will come and get you soon. Goodbye and sweet nightmares.